Picture the modern workplace. Gleaming offices, cutting-edge technology, leadership seminars promising transformation. Yet beneath this polished surface lies a troubling reality. Only 3 out of every 10 employees actually care about their work. This isn't just an HR statistic to shrug off. It's a crisis costing organizations billions and draining the potential from millions of talented people. The roots of this disengagement run deep, tracing back to structures we've inherited from centuries past. The East India Trading Company's rigid hierarchies and Frederick Taylor's scientific management, which literally separated thinking from doing, created templates we still follow today. We've essentially conditioned entire workforces into what psychologists call learned helplessness, where people stop trying to improve things because they've learned nothing will change. The result? Employees who clock in, tune out, and dream of being anywhere else. When Goldman Sachs lost over $2 billion in market value in a single day after one disillusioned employee published his resignation letter, it became clear. The old playbook isn't just outdated, it's actively destroying value. What if leadership wasn't about control, but about connection? This question sits at the heart of a revolutionary approach that challenges everything we've been taught about managing people. Instead of leaders barking orders from corner offices, imagine them sitting in the bullpen, like Michael Bloomberg did as New York's mayor, accessible, engaged, present. Or consider how Procter & Gamble's CEO opened the company's innovation process to anybody, anywhere, anytime, even competitors, and watched sales double and profits quadruple. Harmonious leadership requires radical openness from both leaders and teams. Without it, 4 scenarios emerge. Closed leaders with collaborative teams create suffocating hierarchy. Willing leaders with resistant teams yield unfulfilled potential. Mutual shutdown produces toxicity, like HP's CEO Leo Apotheker, who lasted just 10 months making disastrous decisions without engaging anyone. The path forward demands 4 interlocking elements: specific leadership behaviors, participation frameworks, systematic collaboration methods, and enabling technology. Together, these create organizations where people eagerly contribute their best thinking. Connected leadership starts with foundational qualities requiring genuine transformation. First comes trust, not superficial team-building exercises, but bone-deep belief that your team will innovate when you share and you'll defend them when they stumble. As TELUS's CEO says, there is tuition value in mistakes. Next is involving, creating calculated social inclusion rather than letting people drift to the sidelines. Even Jack Welch, controversial for cutting bottom performers, excelled at his legendary breakfast sessions where genuine learning flowed both ways. Empathy, coined Einfühlung in 1873, remains leadership's most undervalued attribute. Research confirms empathetic managers consistently outperform peers. Development requires job rotations, stretch assignments, and genuine mentoring, not generic training. Shell Jiffy Lube demonstrated the business case: 38.5% revenue growth, $20 million saved, and turnover slashed by a third. When Apollo 13's oxygen tank exploded, Gene Kranz's transparent problem-solving and precise directives saved 3 lives. These attributes aren't a checklist. They're built daily, conversation by conversation. Getting things done while preserving humanity means analyzing situations through human impact, not just spreadsheets. When TELUS needed customer commitments, executives involved over 1,000 team members in generating ideas, creating organization-wide ownership rather than boardroom dictates. Delivering requires Richard Branson's methodical focus. His famous lists of people to call, ideas to explore, companies to launch turned vision into $20 billion through disciplined execution. Yet none of this matters without cooperating, which determines whether people work with you or against you. Research shows workplace cooperation stems from a mindset of excellence, where people strive together rather than competing. And here's something unexpected. Humor matters. Workplace levity manages tension, regulates team interdependence, and balances individual identity with group cohesion. These five attributes, analyzing, deciding, delivering, cooperating, and clowning, transform leadership from a position you hold into an impact you create. The highest evolution happens when hierarchy dissolves because everyone focuses on helping rather than showcasing superiority. Coaching becomes ongoing informal conversation. Yet while 94% of leaders think they're coaching, only 40% of employees feel coached. This gap reveals we're checking boxes instead of having real conversations. Measuring demands balancing hard numbers with soft truths, not just hitting quarterly targets, but assessing whether people work collaboratively and maintain healthy work-life balance. Exploring means stepping outside your bubble. When a TELUS analyst shadowed a field technician, she gained more insight than months of reports provided. Adapting separates thriving companies from dying ones. IBM transformed under Lou Gerstner by embracing change, while Xerox invented the mouse and graphical interface but failed to market them due to territorial culture. Bettering focuses on helping people achieve professional and personal goals, genuine investment in growth, not micromanaging. Traditional leadership resembles formulaic Hollywood movies, predictable and safe. Organizations need avant-garde cinema, fresh perspectives, and unconventional approaches. This requires embracing say it forward, sharing knowledge without tracking returns, and guanxi, the Chinese concept of connections and relationships. When Charles Lee joined AT&T in 1975 and needed to explore business in China, he activated his guanxi network, which arranged crucial ministry meetings. Your network becomes your net worth, provided you participate actively. Competitive advantage stems from strong local neighbor networks, your immediate connections, not distant weak ties. True participation requires four behaviors: be continuous, make it routine, authentic, genuine or risk hypocrisy, reciprocal, listen as much as you contribute, and educating, enrich knowledge in every scenario. MIT and IBM research shows each direct work relationship generates $948 in annual revenue. At TELUS, this appears in initiatives like Connections, Women's Professional Development, and Spectrum, LGBTQ community building. Participation isn't soft skills, it's infrastructure enabling everything else. Theory needs practical application through a six-step cycle, named after a 405-year-old clam, because lasting impact requires systematic endurance. First, connect with stakeholders before problem solving. Identify who needs involvement. Second, consider all options through genuine brainstorming. Weigh pros and cons, identify similar projects, explore engagement implications. Third, communicate decisions with clarity. Establish criteria, assign ownership, create specific targets. Fourth, create the result through rigorous execution, clear accountability, and quick issue resolution while maintaining flexibility. Fifth, confirm the result by debriefing on process effectiveness and target achievement. Sixth, congratulate through meaningful feedback and recognition. Research shows 80% of employees feel recognition strengthens company relationships, yielding significant productivity gains. Apply this cycle selectively. Skip it for low-scope personal tasks, consider it for medium-scope cross-team projects, and definitely use it for high-impact organizational initiatives. Organizational transformation requires technology, continuous learning, and patience. Pervasive learning shifts from event-based training to collaborative, continuous development. Divide learning equally: formal learning for comprehensive coverage, informal learning through mentoring, which millennials prefer over digital methods, and social learning via networks. Support this with conversation technologies, content sharing tools, and context systems. But beware continuous partial attention. It creates chronic stress and compromised judgment. Implementation takes 2 to 3 years. Start with systematic collaboration methods. After 6 months, introduce leadership attributes into hiring and performance reviews. 6 months later, implement learning frameworks and collaboration technologies together. Finally, introduce participation principles. Organizations like Zappos, growing from 1.6 million to nearly 2 billion in 12 years, and TELUS, boosting employee satisfaction from 53% to 80%, prove this works. The question isn't whether you can afford to flatten hierarchy, it's whether you can afford not to.